This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin took Belarus strongman Alexander Lukashenko for a boat trip in the Black Sea near Sochi on Saturday. The close allies met for a second day and held so-called informal talks amid the outcry after Belarus diverted a European plane. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Saturday's talk centered on economic cooperation and the COVID-19 pandemic, but he says they also spoke of last Sunday's events when Belarus scrambled a military jet to divert a Ryanair plane and arrest journalist Roman Protasevich and his Russian girlfriend on board. Lukashenko provided his counterpart detailed information about what happened aboard the aircraft, according to Peskov. The United States on Friday announced punitive measures targeting Belarus, while the European Union urged EU-based carriers to avoid its airspace and has promised fresh sanctions. A shadow government in Myanmar said Saturday it is seeking to reverse the February 1st coup and has joined forces with a rebel group to, quote, demolish junta rule. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi and her government and launched a brutal crackdown. A group of ousted lawmakers later set up a shadow national unity government seeking to bring anti-coup dissidents together with Myanmar's many ethnic rebel fighters to form a federal army to challenge the junta. The unity government said in a statement Saturday the rebel Chin National Front signed an agreement to, quote, demolish the dictatorship and to implement a federal democratic system in Myanmar. In recent years, its fighters have dwindled, so experts say it's more of a symbolic move, but does align the unity government with well-respected peace negotiators. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Saturday the eruption of a second volcano it had announced hours earlier was a false alarm. The scare coming a week after Mount Nyiragongo roared back to life, causing devastation and sparking a mass exodus. The eastern city of Goma has lived in fear since Nyiragongo's eruption, with rolling aftershocks and the evacuation of around 400,000 residents turning attention towards a looming humanitarian crisis. The government had said a different volcano had a low-intensity eruption on Saturday morning, sending lava flowing into an uninhabited area. However, the communications ministry then issued another statement saying false alarm on Nyamiragura. It says a plane confirmed no eruption, just smoke from regular volcanic activity. A coronavirus surge sweeping through Thailand's prisons has thrown the spotlight on the kingdom's overcrowded penal system, where some inmates say they have less space to sleep than the inside of a coffin. Authorities claim as of Saturday, almost 25,000 people have tested positive inside jails, where inmates have been encouraged to keep wearing masks even while they sleep. Officials have floated plans to give early releases to prisoners with underlying medical conditions and have announced funding for more testing and medical care in recent days. But former inmates say those behind bars have been kept in the dark about the seriousness of the outbreak. Infections in Thai prisons has skyrocketed from just 10 publicly announced cases a month ago to nearly 25,000 on Saturday. France will work alongside African nations to vaccinate 40% of the continent's population by the end of this year, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday during an official visit in Pretoria. He says as long as everywhere isn't vaccinated, everyone is exposed to a risk, because that means the epidemic could continue to spread. Macron gave a speech to a French community in South Africa on the last day of an official trip. He said Friday France would invest in boosting the production of COVID-19 vaccines in Africa to help close a gap in the availability of the shots between African and Western nations. And Indonesian officials say a ferry in the eastern part of the country caught fire early Saturday with nearly 200 people on board, forcing passengers and crew to jump into the sea, but causing no casualties. All 181 passengers, including 22 children and 14 crew members, were rescued and safely evacuated to a nearby island, according to a sea official. He says the agency's rescue operation also involved local fishing boats that happened to be in the area. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.